This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The Meghalaya Biodiversity Board yesterday observed the International Day for Biological Diversity on the theme Be Part of the Plan at Usosotham Auditorium, State Central Library, Shillong. The World Biodiversity Day is observed to promote biodiversity conservation and increase understanding and awareness on biodiversity. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Secretary to the Government of Meghalaya, D.P. Walang, said biodiversity is fundamental in sustaining life on Earth. It provides air to breathe, water to drink and food to eat, he said, and emphasized on the importance of conservation. The leaders of Inuttrep Youth Council, HYC, met West Khasi Hills Deputy Commissioner Garod L.S.N. Dykes and Superintendent of Police B.D.A. Marat yesterday to address the escalating issue of drugs and other antisocial activities in the district. The discussions revolved around strategies to combat drugs problems and other social issues in Nongstoin. They urged the Deputy Commissioner to instruct the office of the CM Hema Nongstoin to take necessary action, particularly regarding the utilization of unused shops and houses in Nongstoin Market, which have become temporary shelters for criminals. The HYC proposed the establishment of a rehabilitation centre in Nongstoin to assist the drug addicts. In the discussion with the superintendent of police, the NGO emphasised the need to strengthen the anti-narcotic task force. The Tripura government is set to undertake a major cleaning drive in Rudrasagar Lake to restore boat service in Sipahijala district to attract tourists. The sparkling lake has been engulfed by water hyacinths, causing the suspension of boat rides on the wetland, a Ramsar site. Hundreds of boatmen who used to carry tourists on their boats have lost their livelihood because of the situation. In Arunachal Pradesh, 3-foot suspension bridges over Siang River were damaged due to heavy rainfall accompanied by hailstorms in Upper Siang district. The damaged suspension bridges are at Mayung, Zido and Singing villages under Tuting subdivision. This has impacted the daily communication of villagers who use the bridges in their day-to-day life. Ration supply for army personnel stationed at Mayung has also been affected. Power supply in the district, including headquarters Ying Kyong, has been hit by hailstorms. The Department of Power is working for early restoration of electricity in the area. The Office of the District Medical and Health Officer, South Garo Hills, Meghalaya, organized a mental health awareness program at Bagmara yesterday. Deputy Commissioner of South Garo Hills District, S. Awasi, emphasized on the importance of addressing stigma around mental health illness as it is widely prevalent in the younger community. The lack of knowledge about mental illness poses a challenge to healthcare, he said. The DC informed about helpline number 14410 in the South Garo Hills District, over which counseling regarding mental health can be availed by the general public. Meghalaya will draft a comprehensive film policy to facilitate the distribution of films at the state, national and international levels. The policy is also aimed at promoting the growth of the film industry in the state and develop film culture among citizens through forming of film clubs in schools and colleges. This was stated by the Commission and Secretary, Information and Public Relations Department, Vijay Kumar Mantri, during a meeting with prominent filmmakers of Meghalaya yesterday. This policy will support local filmmakers and also attract filmmakers from outside the state by providing facilities for shooting and opportunities for local artists to participate in their projects. Buddha Purnima, marking the advent of Tathagata Buddha, the Enlightened One, is being celebrated today. People are visiting the Buddha Vihars to pay obeisance to Gautam Buddha. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Gautam Buddha has given the message of truth, non-violence, harmony and love for humanity and all living beings. Sikkim today is celebrating Saga Dawa, commemorating the birth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana, passing away of Buddha Sakyamuni. Governor Lakshman Prasad Arya has expressed confidence that Sikkim will continue to uphold its sacred responsibility of guiding the world on the noble path outlined by the Buddha and contribute to a harmonious world. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.